Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning with an ancient Zen parable. This parable is titled, The Monk and the Scorpion. One day an old monk was walking along the riverbank, and he looked into the river and saw that there was a scorpion fighting for its life because the scorpion can't swim. So he reached down and grabbed the scorpion to help it out of the water, and as he was lifting the scorpion out of the water, the darn thing stinged him. The pain was so severe that he dropped the scorpion and the darn thing went back into the water. Well, he reached down and grabbed the scorpion again, hoping to bring it to the safety of the riverbank. And the thing bit him again. This went on for several times until finally the boy stopped him as he was observing what was going on. And he said, "Sir, why is it that you're trying to save that scorpion who bites you all the time?" The old monk said to the boy, "It is the nature of the scorpion to sting. It's my nature to help those who are in trouble and in need." Then he reached down and grabbed the scorpion and threw it onto the riverbank where it was safe. During our meditation this morning, I'd like us to think about the times where we have allowed others to define who we were because of their bad behavior. What is it that prevents us from rising above bad situations? Please take this time to embrace all the good things in you, all the things that you are that are attractive and appealing to other people, things that you are that you like about yourself. I'd like you to think about all the good attributes that you have. Because the truth is that you and I have good attributes and bad attributes. Sometimes we allow our response to bad situations by allowing our bad attributes to come forward. During this meditation, I'd like you to fall in love with yourself all over again. Oh, not in that egotistical, narcissistic way, but in a way that embraces the wonderful child of God that you are. And think about the times where you responded in a wonderful way. For the rest of this meditation, I'd like you to contemplate this statement. I'm not going to allow your bad behavior to define who I am, even if it stings like a scorpion.